Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Is Jason there?
This is Tim Hodge. Jason is a talent coordinator. Tim Hodge is the host. I'm the host.
How's it going, Tim? I'm Remington.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
I'm glad to have you on the show, man. Read a little bit about you, man. You got a lot of talent there, man. Runner, musician. It's very nice to see a man of many talents. How does that sound?
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
So, why don't you tell us before we talk about your incredible the talent you have and what you got coming out. For those who are not familiar with you, can you kind of introduce yourself and let my listeners know who you are? For those who are not familiar with you.
For sure, man. I do. Stunting and music at the same time. So, like, I've been doing music my whole life, and so I sing and have my own show on when it comes to that. But also, what happened was I started doing air shows with motorcycle stunt work, and so I decided to kind of put both of them together. And that's how that all was born.
Now, who or what inspired you to want to get into entertainment and first with your music and to do stunts?
Well, I've always loved motorcycles since I was a kid, and my mom actually got me into music because she was a vocal teacher, and so I was walking down the red carpet at this event, and I had never wanted to sing or anything like that, and all these girls like started asking for my autograph and everything, and so I started signing autographs just for fun, and she was like, I told you you should do this, and I started my first voice lesson the next day. And just for the girls, and then she had these earrings in my ear that were like gauges. They're too big. She didn't like them, so she goes, "I'll do anything for you to take them out." And so I said, "I'll do it for a motorcycle." And so we did it, and I started stunting when I was 20, and learning, and I just had a passion for it, and. Just learning different ways to wheelie, and so then I didn't know which to choose, music or motorcycles, and then I was like, why don't I just put them together? So that's how that went down.
Mm-hmm. So as we speak, as of right now, what do you have going on? What are you working on?
I'm doing a new album right now, and I'm coming out with a single soon. Actually, I'm trying to finish it this week, and then I'll be gearing up for a tour and writing for a lot of TV and film right now, so just doing that.
Well, that's interesting. You're doing writing for a TV and film. When did that come about? When did that become an interest of yours, or a hobby? When did that become something that you were interested in?
Well, I've gone through a lot of genres of music, and because I've been doing this for a while, so a lot of the songs that I've written over the years since I was 17 years old were just kind of piled them up, and because of different music changes in the music industry and different choices for me, musically, trying to find my path and my lane. So I had all these songs that didn't quite work out for what my current project. And I had a friend of mine that was a song plugger and was like, dude, we could use all these for, you know, TV and film. It doesn't have to necessarily be for your project. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that's perfect. So I just started. I've always loved doing songs that were epic in nature or very heartfelt. And, you know, a lot of that doesn't really work for a stage show per se, but will work in TV and film. So I kind of lucked into it.
Mm-hmm. Now, so with that being said, can we expect to see you on the big screen or on the television screen in the very near future?
For sure. Hopefully. And then definitely check out the YouTubes. I'm always on there. And on social media, always putting up videos.
Now, as far as music goes, how do you stand out from what we're hearing and from what we're seeing today?
I take what everybody's doing today and I flip it into kind of like what Michael Jackson did. You know, I'm trying to bring rock back to pop. So it's, you know, still with the solos and the showmanship and the entertainment and then using today's sounds to be able to do it. So, you know, dubstep's real popular, electronica, and, you know, everything you hear on pop radio, but being able to implement guitar and you know, just everything from a business model standpoint. So that's how I would describe how I stand out. And then also doing motorcycles at the same time as I'm singing is obviously a element that nobody's ever done.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as your touring goes, is it going to be all U.S. only, or are you going to branch out overseas? Explain to us about your tour.
Well, right now I'm trying to – I'm actually going over the details of whether or not it'll be one of the tours being an air show tour, because there's a – I mean, you know – there's anywhere from 50,000 to half a million people at these air shows. So it's a lot of people, and to be able to join the air show and the stunt shows and be able to sing there. So I'm going over that as well as trying other avenues for opening up for people. And so I don't have the details exactly yet, but
well,
we're gearing up.
Well, that's fine. Well, you know, you can always come back to the show for a later date, you know, to promote the tour. And of course, if you're ever in New York, you know, you always let us know, and we'll definitely come out at full force and support you. So, you know, that's definitely. We support you over here 100%, man, and you're amazing, man. You do stunts, you're singing, man, you're doing it all, man. I wish you the best with your career and much success with your career. Is there any sites or anything that you want my listeners to check out to find more information about you and your music?
Yeah, I just go to remingtonmusic.com. So, I mean, all my social media is on there. Everything is synonymous with Remington Music, so... I'd love for everybody to check it out, see what they think.
We thank you so much for coming on the show, man, and please come back by anytime, and much success for everything that you're doing, all right?
You too, brother. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem, man. You take care.
All right.
Make sure you guys check out Remington.com for more information on his music, his upcoming shows and events and things to that degree, or you can also Google him. This is the Timothy Hodge Show, Aaron on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you scroll back and find more information about Timothy Hodge Show. You can also go to TimothyHodgeShow.web.com for more information about the show and what's coming up on the show. Any information you want to fill, you can reach us at timothyhotshaw@gmail.com for more information. And about myself and a staff member, I will reach back out to you. We're still currently accepting music, so if you have any music that you want to be played or you think that should be played, any comments, concerns that you have, 914-333-996 is always the request line. TimothyHotshaw@gmail.com is the email. We're going to jump into a track, and I'll be right back to wrap the show up. This is the Timothy Hot Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Can you take me telling you the truth when I know the situation the shady is a good mucker? Will you believe when I say I knew that you'd be tripping, so I slept out in my ride in the driveway? So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do, I'ma need your undivided attention, 'cause it's fantasies and reality. Baby, which one are we living in? All over each other.
When it hurts, will we still see
why we got together? Promise that we'll never
be temporary,
ordinary. We should change people's definition of love.
So forgive what you hurt.
The only way that this will work is if you love me when it hurts. I don't wanna blend in with every other relationship that be falling in and out, girl. I know that I trip, 'cause every time we argue, I think about having someone on the side, girl.
So before we get into the things that we shouldn't do,
I'ma need your undivided attention, 'cause it's fantasies and reality. Baby, which one are we living in?
When it hurts, will we still be
the same two lovers all over each other? Will we?
When it hurts, will we still see
why we got together? Promise that we'll never
be temporary,
ordinary. We should change people's definition of love.
So forgive what you hurt.
The only way that this will work, you gotta love.
Personal, personal.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in today to Lunch with McFinn. Make sure to check out my remington.com. Thank you so much. Everybody have lots of great and international stuff. I'll stay up, stay strong. Peace.